So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Shakir Hussein here, founder of WealthAcademy.com, and today I want to share with you 7 secrets of making your first $1 million online. And I'll be sure to be bringing you the goods that I've discovered after doing this business for more than a decade. And I want to share with you 7 secrets of making your first $1 million. And the first one is actually committing to making $1 million. You know, a lot of the times when we are doing seminars and workshops all over the world, we would ask our students, how many of you are making $1 million? You know, raise your hand, and people would raise their hand. And then we would say, how many of you know exactly what it takes to make $1 million? How much is that per day or per month? And literally like 95% of the room will have no clue whatsoever. Okay, and then we would ask the question, well, how many of you are actually committed? Because to make $1 million a year works out to be about $85,000 per month, which works out about $2,700 and something in order to make $1 million a year. And so if this is the first time you are thinking of how do you make $1 million, you're trying to figure out, you've seen so many people talk about making millions on the internet, but maybe you're stuck in a 9-to-5 dead-end job, or you've tried so many different internet schemes and gurus and programs and systems, and it just doesn't work. Well, the truth of the matter is, most of the systems out there, most people, most marketers, most trainers, most gurus, they actually do have great education. I mean, most of it actually works. What you have to get really comfortable, or should I say uncomfortable, is that maybe you don't do the work, okay? Maybe you aren't the one that's not committed. Maybe you aren't the one that's not ready to create the success that you truly want. And I'm telling you this from my own personal experience. God bless me. Praise to God. I've been so blessed. When I was 23, I became a millionaire. And when I was 25, 26, I had literally made close to $10 million. I was pretty much set. I didn't have to work another single day. So when I'm telling you these things, this is not from theory, this is not some stuff that I read from some textbooks, although I read a lot of textbooks. This is stuff that I've actually gone through day in, day out, year after year, now more than a decade of living this whole internet marketing lifestyle. And so, not just internet marketing lifestyle, but actually building a real company. And I will tell you straight up, most people, they say they want it, but they don't want it bad enough. They say they're committed, and I go and tell them, go and read a book on copywriting. And 2 months later, I ask them, how many books have you read on copywriting? And they haven't even opened the book on copy. Or I tell them, go and learn a skill that's going to be highly valuable in the marketplace, such as email marketing, such as learning how to do webinars, such as speaking to other people on stage, on platforms, on podcasts. And I can give 2 people the exact same thing, and one person is gonna go like that, and the other person, I meet them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, even 10 years later, and they're still stuck, and they're still like nothing happening, and it boggles my mind. And so what I've come to realize is that there's so many different factors. I'm gonna just tell you there's one. There's so many different factors. That's why I titled this video 7 Secrets. Is you have to be committed. Whatever your goal is, you have to be committed. And that's number one. Number 2 secret, which I've come to realize that most people just haven't grasped yet, is that they're not willing to do whatever it takes. They're not willing to become uncomfortable. They're not willing to go face their fears. They're not willing to do the hard stuff. Every single day I wake up, I go and have cold showers. I don't like having cold showers. My wife will ask me, why do you do that? Or people will sometimes come over to my penthouse here in London, and you know, they'll say, why do you not have hot water? And I'm like, my wife needs water, and the dishwasher needs hot water. It's a hard thing. Most people aren't willing to get in the shower and literally have a cold shower. And these are small little things that you can do, especially when you're starting out. These are small little things that you can do in order to build your self-confidence, in order to build your self-esteem, in order to create a much stronger you. Do the small things that you can win. Maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's drinking like 2-3 bottles of water. And even this, like this is a new habit. I just, you know, I get like 2-3 of these and I just keep them next to me. So it forces me. It's always my face. Drinking water, making my bed first thing in the morning. It's the small things. If you take care of them, it builds your confidence. It builds your self-esteem. So are you ready to take part in this? Because when you start doing these small, hard things, then you're not afraid. Or even if you're afraid, you're going to get back on it. You're going to get on those videos. You're going to go out and reach out to those prospects. I'll give you a little example. Last night, I had one of my clients. She's a she's a mastermind member. You know, she paid me a lot of money. This was nearly 2-3 years ago. And she messages me like 12 p.m. Now, usually 11 or 12 a.m. Really in the evening, sometimes really late. Usually, I have to be in bed by 11, 11:30-ish because I got to wake up really early in the morning to pray and stuff. And I'm like, I didn't want to see her text, but sorry. And so I ended up like responding to her. And I gave her one piece of advice that by the time I woke up, she was ready to have another conversation with me, which was all great. And as she was having the conversation, she said to me, 12 people, that's, you know, 12 people, that's 10, 12, 12 people reached out to her. And one of them is already interested in one of her programs, and she hasn't even got a program to sell. And so within like 30 minutes, I came up with an offer for her. And that what she was doing there is this concept that I want you to learn and I want you to understand, because this one concept, if you truly get it, this I have found to be one of the biggest differentiators of people that just go and then the people that stay stuck. And I first learned this from one of my mentors called Ibn Pagan, which I actually happen to do an interview with him tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But he had done, you know, he's done like over $100 million in sales. And he said, he first taught me this lesson, which was, I'm going to share this. This is number 3 secret. Okay. And he said that the biggest differentiating factor between people that make like more than 250 grand a year, people that are in the top 1%, are people that have this quality of speed of implementation. Okay. What that means is that how long does it take for you to learn something and then for you to go and take massive action on it? So if you learn something, how fast does it take for you to go execute it, right? So I'll give you an example. I can give you so many different examples, but ask yourself, the last time you learned something or you heard about something and you just didn't go and take action on it, why? And then ask yourself, what if you were to take action instead of, like, you know, whatever that fear is, you said to yourself, hey, whatever the fear is, I'm going to do it. And this is a really, really good habit to develop and cultivate within yourself, which is, hey, any single time I'm feeling uncomfortable, hey, any single time you're feeling like, you know, that you need to do something, but you're just being pulled away. Maybe it's a webinar. Maybe it's reaching out to 10 prospects or 100 prospects. Maybe it's making that extra phone call, you know, that could get you an extra $10,000 or $100,000 deal on the phone, whatever the case is. Then just go after it. And the more that you can do it, it's like a muscle. The more that you can build it, it just gets easier and easier. So the next one, number 3, which was speed of implementation. The number 4 is you must get rid of poverty mindset. Okay, I see so many people with this poverty mindset. Look, there's no shortage of money in this world. There's no, you know, there's only 2 states that you can operate from. You're either operating from scarcity, trying to always save the pennies, trying to always count every single nickel that comes in, Or you could choose abundance. Now, a lot of the times people will say, you know, because I'm rich or I've made millions that I can say that. But that's not the case. I remember when I was really, really, really young. I'm talking like in my early 20s, probably 20, 21 years old. I grew up in East London. And when I first heard this concept, I heard it from actually, I think it was Mike Dillard. I remember, you know, I would go to the shop and pay for water. And it might cost like 80 pence. I think it's like 80 cents or whatever, right? And the 20p that I would have, I would tell the guy, keep it. And I was training my brain to look for abundance opportunities. I would go to something like Dorchester. You know, now I can, you know, go to Dorchester or Four Seasons or any of these fancy hotels pretty often. But I remember going there when I was completely dead broke. And I used to just look around and I used to just be in awe of, wow, people would spend 500 bucks, 1,000 bucks to be in a hotel. Who does that? It used to be so beyond my comprehension of how I would look at the world. But then guess what? You know, 3 years, 5 years later, that becomes the norm. So who are you and what are the environments that you're surrounding yourself with that pushes you to abundance thinking or scarcity thinking? And whatever the, you know, get aware, create awareness in yourself of which one gets you to be more scarcity driven and which one brings you to become abundant driven. And then focus on the one that feeds your abundance mindset. And that leads me to secret number five, environment. You want to make sure that you are building a success environment. The right mentors, the right people, the right books, the right friends. You know, I have absolutely like very little to zero negativity or negative people in my life just because there's no room for it. If I ever feel that I'm drained by someone's energy or I invite someone to come meet me or for dinner, I will just, like, there's just no question. I will just, like, cut them out, like, very cold. Very cold. Like, it is what it is. Why? Because I have to stand guard in front of my mind. And you too, you have to stand guard in front of your thoughts, in front of whatever you're putting in daily into your mind, into your body, into how you behave, how you look. And the next one I want to share with you, number seven, okay? And this one is a little bit controversial because people say to me, you know, should I work on like multiple streams of income straight off the gate, or should I work on, you know, one stream of income at a time? You know, and I have tried everything. What I'm going to share with you is that most of the successful people that I've met, I was with a mentor yesterday, he's done over 100 million pounds, okay? And I can assure you right now, all of these guys and girls that make a lot of money, they do not focus on running 5 or 10 different businesses at once, okay? Like when I first started, I made my first $1 million with one business, and then I created another business that was partnered with the first business, and then I basically built one on top of the other. And it was probably when I was about 26 that I started investing in startups, in property, in private businesses, in precious metals, and you know, everything else, like cryptocurrency and all that. But that came in way, way after. I knew people that aren't even making 10, 20 grand a month, and they're talking to me about multiple streams of income. And I'm like, dude, are you like, what the heck is going on? Focus on one, build that thing up, build that one business up, get it to, you know, maybe 100 grand a year, 100 grand a month, or 100 grand a week, whatever the case is for you. But stay focused on one instead of like trying 5, 10 different things. And what I find is that the people that create millions of dollars for themselves, because you can get lucky once or twice, but you don't get lucky, as my mentor would say to me, Shaq, you don't get lucky. You know exactly what you're doing. And so I'm telling you what I'm doing. At any given time, I can just shut everything off, every single distraction, and just focus. And you have to get into that habit of being able to say, hey, I've stopped Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever, Snapchat, TikTok, every other thing that distracts you, and just say, hey, I want to stop all of it for a day, a week, and then put all of your energy into one aspect, to one area, so that you can have the maximum growth. Okay, I promise you, if you understand these principles, your life will change. You gotta take action on this to do one of these every single day. And I shall see you tomorrow. Bye for now.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff. And that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.